Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Anastasi's here. I'm glad he's here, too. He's the author of The Successful Entrepreneur. He's a member of our Brain Trust. He teaches leadership at the Harvard University School of Business Health, and he's been conducting a series with us on how to start and run a business, a small business, successfully, and we're going to continue that series today. Tom Anastasi, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Tom, one of the things I know you spend a lot of time working on with your with the folks that you work with in your leadership program and others is the concept of negotiating. And one of the things we've talked a lot about on the show over the last 13-plus years has been the fact that if you're going to be successful as a small business owner, you have to learn how to become a good and effective negotiator. And I know that this is something you help your folks with, and you've got some pretty important tips and tools and best practices on negotiating I'd like for you to talk to my audience about.
Sure. Well, we negotiate about 40 times a day, so there's lots of opportunities for practice.
Including if you've got little kids, getting your 5-year-old to take one more bite of peas, right?
There you go. Right. And the thing is that not every negotiation can come out to be a win-win deal, but the vast majority can. And what you do is you want to figure out what's important to me, what's important to you, and what's some way that we can all get what's important to us.
Yeah.
Now, everybody has what we call a negotiation style. Sometimes we start off wanting to compromise, and we figure, okay, well, I'll get something, I'll give something up. And that's how we go in to the negotiation, and not a big surprise, you're not going to get everything that you want because you go in with the mindset saying, I don't have to.
Right.
Or some people, they just don't want to have any confrontation whatsoever, so they're going to give in.
And those people probably need to get somebody else to negotiate for them.
Well, they do, but ironically, one of the things is that most people, they give in to preserve the relationship.
Yeah.
But after being walked on, they start feeling like a doormat.
Yeah.
And so, ironically, that relationship is pretty much doomed to fail.
That's when the resentment sets in.
It does. So giving in is not a good way to negotiate.
Right.
Other people look at negotiation as a sporting event. So for them, they got to win at any cost,
right.
And there's a trail of destruction behind them, and you can win the battle and lose the war. So
those people actually believe if they can make it happen, then regardless of the consequences, if they can make the deal happen, then they won.
The short term, they're right, but the problem is that if customers, for instance, need to have your product or service, and you are a real hard negotiator, and you come up with a deal that's not real good for them, you're going to get that one sale.
Right.
But long term,
it depends on whether you're doing a one-off type of thing or if you're talking about negotiating something that's going to ultimately be a relationship. So you have to know what the near and long-term prospects are for this negotiating relationship you're having, don't you?
Right. If you're never going to deal with somebody ever again and you're never going to have any other business with them, then, you know, hardball negotiation may be appropriate. The only caveat is that these people may tell their friends.
Well, exactly, Tom. One thing I want to point out is that it must be said that negotiating, being a tough negotiator, is not the same thing as not dealing in good faith. You can be a tough negotiator all day, and that's fine. But dealing in good faith, not dealing in good faith, is never acceptable.
Oh, absolutely not, because it's a very small community. I don't care
That's right.
where you are. things yeah. get around very quickly.
Because when you the farther away you get from dealing in good faith, the more you cross the unethical, unprofessional, unseemly line. And you know, some people don't care about that, but if you plan on staying in business for very long, by behaving that way, we'll come back to haunt you.
Yeah, and it's also not a very nice way to live.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because one of the things that we talk about is that one of the joys of entrepreneurship and owning a small business is that you get to go to work smiling every day.
Right.
And if it's just one hardball negotiation and one unethical transaction after another,
right.
you're not going to be smiling anymore. So just treat people well, treat people fairly, and
right.
everybody will walk away happy.
What are some other tips that you tell people?
Well, understanding your style, that is very important. So
yep.
understanding where your negotiation style is, and then if you find yourself giving in, say, wait a minute, I don't have to do that. This is what's important to me, what's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you come up with a compromise, look at that as a tentative agreement. So what you do is say, okay, we have something, both of us are happy with it. Now let's see if there's some way we could become delirious. Is there a
mm-hmm.
better deal out there?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways people can do that is look at as your initial agreement as a tentative agreement.
Hmm.
And then you say, okay, well, we've got agreement in principle. Is there some way we can make this better? And most of the time, there is.
Right.
It's just that one extra question that's going to make all the difference in the world.
One of the things that I recommend that people do is go into negotiation with a list of three things. One list is the thing that they you absolutely will not compromise on. You must have this, or you got to go find somebody else to do business with. Two are the things that you might compromise on. You might give up something, and if you could get something back. And then the third list are things that you absolutely want. You may want to act like you care about, but if you have to, you'll throw them down. You'll throw them away. What do you think?
Yeah, in negotiation lingo, we call those core concerns and peripheral concerns.
Right.
The core concerns you absolutely never give up on. You say
yeah.
these are the things that we absolutely have
to
have.
And it could be a price below which I won't go or beyond which I won't pay.
Yeah, or more often it can be, for instance, if you need to have a week to fulfill an order properly, and you
right.
know as a professional you need a week to do this correctly, and the customer says, no, I need it in 3 days,
right.
and you know that if in 3 days it would be shoddy work,
right?
Absolutely not. I got to have a week.
Don't accept a decision, a negotiating decision that's doomed to fail, no question about it. Quick break, right back after these messages. Tom Anastasi is going to help us negotiate with customers after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.